This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
Yesterday, I talked about the need to have some discernment when reading about energy usage figures cited in news articles. It's also important to put the estimates about carbon dioxide emissions into perspective. In the past, I've quoted figures from the book How to Avoid a Climate Disaster written by Bill Gates. Now, some critics have asked why I would quote from him. I do so because he believes we need to focus worldwide attention on climate change, but also lives in the real world and understands how difficult it would be to reach zero carbon emissions by 2050. He explains that less than a quarter of all the CO2 produced comes from getting around and keeping warm and cool. That is where the current administration has focused most of its attention. To put those percentages in perspective, nearly a third of all greenhouse gases are emitted from making things. This would be the manufacture of cement, steel, and plastics. To make steel, you must add just the right amount of carbon. 1 ton of steel produces 1.8 tons of carbon dioxide. To make cement, you need calcium from limestone, and that also has carbon. 1 ton of cement emits 1 ton of carbon dioxide. And you probably know that plastics are formed from carbon in oil and other fossil fuels. Yesterday, we talked about electricity as it relates to overall energy usage. That accounts for another 27%. But here's the problem. Nearly two-thirds of the world's energy comes from fossil fuels. You can get carbon-free electricity from nuclear power, but environmental activists oppose that form of energy. These are just a few of those inconvenient facts that you should remember next time you see a news story or commentary on climate change and carbon emissions. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free copy of Kirby's booklet, A Biblical View on Inflation, go to viewpoints.info/inflation. That's viewpoints.info/inflation.